This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian Newsletter for November 30th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the Hits and Takes section. Today is Giving Tuesday, the day of the year when we are asked by all our friends to give to their favorite charities, and we should do so, especially if we're not already. This is a good day to give to nonprofit organizations that bear the burden of feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, and housing the homeless. I encourage you all to share some of the many blessings shared with you with others today by making a donation or several. This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian Newsletter for November 30th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the Hits and Takes section. Today is Giving Tuesday, the day of the year when we are asked by all our friends to give to their favorite charities, and we should do so, especially if we're not already. This is a good day to give to nonprofit organizations that bear the burden of feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, and housing the homeless. I encourage you all to share some of the many blessings shared with you with others today by making a donation or several. Of course, don't forget some of the favorite nonprofits of our industry, including here in Chicago, the Greater Chicago Food Depository, or the Pathway to Adventure Council of the Boy Scouts America. There is also, and the Greenwood Project. Happy is the cheerful giver. The FT has a story titled, What are Non-Fungible Tokens and How Do They Work? That is part of a special report titled, How Safe Are Digital Assets? The other articles and videos in the report include, What influences cryptocurrency values? Why does number go up? And why trust that it always will when the reasons are hazy? What are stablecoins and how do they work? How the digital assets are used and why they are growing in popularity and why they are in regulator sites? How secure are digital assets? Exploring possible security risks and the options for safekeeping. A history of cryptocurrency from gaming tokens to a $2 trillion market. The crypto timeline has taken surprising twists and turns over nearly two decades. How effectively are digital assets regulated? Rapid growth is putting pressure on regulators worldwide to collaborate and innovate. Who owns the most cryptocurrency? Some early entrants have accumulated large fortunes, often benefiting from initial distributions. How do criminals exploit cryptocurrencies? Crooks are drawn to the anonymity of digital assets and the law struggles to keep up. Which real-world assets are being tokenized, from ownership of city properties to high-end whiskey, limited edition gin, and gold? What are central bank digital currencies? Fears over cryptocurrency's impact on financial stability are driving development around the world. What are digital assets and how does blockchain work? Demystifying the benefits and risks, plus how the underlying technology makes it possible. Hong Kong Exchange has an ETF tax calculator that you can use to see the advantages of trading ETFs in Asia. Adam Kesbaum is now an Associate General Counsel Capital Markets at FINRA. He was most recently at Barclays, but before that, he was at the CFTC as a special counsel. The CBOE Options Institute is hosting a 60-minute webinar on Wednesday, December 1st at 12 p.m. Eastern Time with Michael Brukius and David Gillick from Gateway Investment Advisors and Nishank Modi and Matt Moran from SIBO. The listed options focus on the use of stock index options to combat fixed income challenges and include strategies for de-risking and return enhancement. Registration Information is available with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a press release from Trading Technologies. Trading Technologies contracts with Wanta Futures Taiwan for distribution of the TT platform and connectivity to the Taiwan Futures Exchange from Taiwan. Trading Technologies International Inc., or TT, a global provider of high-performance professional trading software, infrastructure, and data solutions, today announced that they have contracted with Wanta Futures Taiwan, a Taipei-based broker, to connect the TT platform to the Taiwan Futures Exchange, TIFEX. The TT platform will provide Wanta Futures Taiwan with a combined carry broker and multi-broker solution for all international clients to access TIFEX through TT's global infrastructure. My comment, everyone wants to trade Asia. This is just another data point in that story. Here is a press release from Eurex. The trade named Eurex Outstanding Derivatives Exchange Group 2021. We have focused intensively on supporting the market during the pandemic and on promoting important trends that have been reinforced and accelerated by the pandemic, said Eurex Chief Executive Michael Peters. My comment, congratulations to Eurex on an outstanding win. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Zoom gets sued by Japanese company that stakes claim on name. Zoom Corp., a Japanese recording equipment maker with a 9.6 billion yen or $85 million market capitalization, is suing the U.S. video conferencing giant of the same name because it wants to protect its trademark, but it won't be seeking damages. My comment, we use Zoom recorders for every video shoot. I knew Zoom long before Zoom zoomed in. Here is a press release from Broadway. Broadway expands leadership team to key promotions, signifying technology appointments coincide with company rebrand as Broadway capitalizes on global growth and prepares for the future. Broadway, a leading technology of high-performance front office solutions, today announced it has elevated three long-tenured Broadway technology leaders to its leadership team. The appointments include Eaton Reich as Chief Technology Officer, Misha Weinberg as VP of Engineering, and Dario Gatta as Chief Information Officer. My comment, Broadway is not the only place to get a bright light shined on you. That can happen right here at JLN. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most clicked story on Monday was LSE Chief battles to save exchange from becoming the FTSE's biggest faller, from the Times of London. Second was how dangerous is Peter Thiel from Mother Jones. And third was another headline with the question, who is Bitcoin creator Satoshi Nakamoto? What we know and don't know, from the Wall Street Journal. It's hard to know for sure, but assuming he, she, they still has 1 million bitcoins mined in Bitcoin's first year, it would make Nakamoto one of the world's 30 richest people, the article avers. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.